There were some present who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. He asked them, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were worse sinners than all other Galileans? No, I tell you. But unless you repent, you will all perish as they did. Or those 18 who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others living in Jerusalem? No, I tell you. But unless you repent, you will all perish just as they did." Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it and found none. So he said to the gardener, "See here, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this tree, and still I find none. Cut it down. Why should it be wasting the soil?" He replied, "Sir, let it alone for one more year until I dig around it and put manure on it. If it bears fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down." My maternal grandmother, we called her Granny Tucker, lived her last 8 years with us, a family of 7 children. I was in seminary at the time, and I remember 2 basic questions that she'd ask me when I would come home from holiday breaks and the summer. The first question, after a series of test questions about the Bible, was, "What are they teaching you there?" And then she gave me assignments to memorize and recite to her: the 10 Commandments, the 10 Plagues, Psalm 23, the Beatitudes, and several Bible verses. This didn't exactly feel like a break from school. The second question that Granny Tucker would ask was, "Don't you see the signs of the times around us?" And she would instruct me what they were. What I remember is that in her mind, the signs of the times had to do with the environment, politics, and Armageddon, the end of the world. If Granny Tucker were alive today, she would have a field day describing the signs of the times. Spoiler alert, this sermon, titled Signs of the Times, is not about the environment or politics or the end of the world. Well, maybe a little bit about the end of the world. I say all this because today's gospel story really is about the signs of the times. Just a few verses before the story that we heard, Jesus indicated that the signs of the times are more than the environment. He said to the people, "If you see a cloud rising in the sky, you see it as a sign that it's going to rain. And when the south wind blows, it's a sign. You see it as a sign that you're going to have scorching heat on the way." And then he said to the crowd, "If you can interpret the environment, the signs of the environment, and I quote, 'Why do you not know how to interpret the present time?'" Today's passage is a continuation of that question. So people come to Jesus basically saying, "Don't tell us that we can't interpret the signs of the times. We see sin all around us. How about that death caused by the occupied government headed by Pontius Pilate? He killed innocent people. They had to be sinful, right? That's the signs of the times, certainly." And Jesus said, No. In fact, he brought up another tragedy that they weren't even talking about. He said, this building collapse that killed 18 people. Jesus basically saying, before you bring that up and judge them as sinful, those 18 who were killed, before you judge them as sinful and that being a sign of the times, I say, no, it's not. The people were trying to find sin in innocent victims and people who were caught up in tragedy as signs of the times. And Jesus looks at those interpreters and basically says, you still have no clue how to interpret the present time. And he keeps saying to them, repent, look at your own sin. Don't look at the sins of others. Don't look at the alleged sins of others. Don't spend your spiritual energy judging others. Spend your spiritual energy in repentance. Look at your own sins. It's all about your relationship with God. That's what's important. And then Jesus tells a parable about what the signs of the times really are. An orchard owner was frustrated by a fruitless fig tree. The tree should be cut down. Now let's go back a second to chapter 4 of the storyteller Luke. 9 chapters before this, John the Baptist was preparing the way for Jesus. And the prophet said, the axe is at the root of the tree. And every tree that doesn't produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. In today's parable, Jesus is saying, no, not so fast. The gardener says, let's nurture this fruitless fig tree. Let's take care of it. Let's help it to grow. Let's give it another year. Let's give this fruitless tree another chance. This is the sign of the times that people too often miss. When we hear that God's kingdom is breaking into the world, we immediately focus on the storms, bad government, wars, violence, or accidents. Instead, Jesus is teaching here that God is breaking into our world in a gracious, loving, patient way with a loving hand that stops the axe. God breaks in and says there are no hopeless cases. Now, when the gardener tried to save the tree, our translation reads, sir, let it alone for one more year. Many translations, sir, leave it alone. Leave the tree alone. Now, this is typical of almost every translation. Now, most of you know pretty well that I'm going to go back to the Greek here and look at the original language. The Greek word for let it alone or leave it alone is aphes, A-P-H-E-S. Why is that important, you ask? You can ask, why is that important? Oh, come on. Why is that important? Join in. Okay. Well, the word appeared in Luke just a few chapters before this. The disciples had come to Jesus and they said, Lord, teach us to pray. And so Jesus taught them what we call, we know it well, the Lord's Prayer. But there's one phrase in the Lord's Prayer, to use a Greek word, aphes us our trespasses, forgive us our trespasses. That's why it's important. Glad you asked. The greatest sign of the times is forgiveness. God not only prevents the axe from falling onto the fruitless tree, God forgives fruitlessness. God forgives those 3 years. So do you want to know the signs of the times? Repent, stay connected to God, receive God's forgiveness, and then bear good fruit. Bearing good fruit, doing God's work, those are the signs of the times. Granny Tucker was right. The signs of the times are all around us. But Jesus is telling us that the signs of the times aren't terrorist actions or towers falling. The signs of the times are those moments of God's forgiveness. The signs of the times are the fruit that follows. The signs of the times are when you show compassion and kindness, when you reach out and take care of others. Those are the signs of the times. The signs of the times happen in this community of believers when we help shelter and feed our homeless sisters and brothers. The signs of the times are when Project Dignity provides help for those who need a few more resources. The signs of the times are when a Get Well card or a sympathy card is placed in the mailbox. It's a sign of the times when 60 people show up in the middle of the week for soup and bread and conversation. It's a sign of the times when almost 50 people come to midweek worship during Lent, wanting to grow spiritually. Right now, I'm looking at signs of the times. Believers gathered together in order to stay connected to God and to one another, gathered together to praise God, gathered together to hear God's word. I'm looking at the signs of the times when you come for nourishment at the Lord's table so that you will have strength to bear good fruit, so that you will be able to be a sign of the times. The signs of the times are all around us. Thanks to Granny Tucker, I still look for the signs of the times. But according to this parable, I see those signs in the people of God. People of God who are working to make this world a better place. People who want love to prevail in our lives. When I first told you about Granny Tucker, I said, I might talk a little bit about the end of the world. Let's do that. This story takes place as Jesus is on the way to Jerusalem. He's on the way to the cross. He's on the way to the end of his earthly journey. He died for the forgiveness of sins. He died so that the axe would not punish or destroy us. Jesus died so that the end of the world would not be the end of the world. He died to give us eternal life so that we will have life with God forever. Do you want to see a sign of this eternal life? Look around and see the love. See the compassion. See the kindness. God is giving us another chance to bear good fruit. Let us pray.
And now bring to your mind all the hardships and the troubles and the destruction and the wars in the world, the division, the pain, the struggles, the things that we usually think of the signs of the times, including the environment and the politics. Think of those now. And now hear the voice of God. I am withholding the axe. To you, my child, to you, my world, I offer forgiveness. I offer love. I give you, my children, forgiveness and love. Go and do likewise. Be signs of the times. You, my children, be signs of the times. Be forgiving. Be kind. Be loving. Be forgiving. Be kind. Be loving. Be forgiving. Be kind. Be loving.